Scripture I want to share with you this morning is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, where he says this. Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box as though beating the air, but I punish my body and enslave it so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified. Would you join me in a moment of prayer, please? We pray in your name, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I started working on this sermon early last week, Michael Phelps had just won his 19th and 20th gold medals. And then as the week progressed, he won his 21st and his 22nd and his 23rd, and I think a silver may have been thrown in along the way. Michael Phelps has won more medals than any other athlete in the history of the Olympic Games. In fact, I just read online this week that he broke a record from the year 152 BC. That's 2,168 years, if you're counting. A record for the most gold medals won by an individual. Can you imagine breaking a 2,000-year-old athletic record? Without question, Michael Phelps is a swimming machine. Maybe you've heard about his recovery program, what he does to help his body quickly recover from a competition. At the Rio Games, after each event, he's been sitting down and eating a full pound of pasta. And he says he doesn't even like spaghetti. But that's to get the carbohydrates and renew the energy that his body needs before he goes in the next event. You know, if I sat down and ate a pound of pasta, it'd take me a couple hours to recover just from that. But you know, his recovery routine also includes a massage, an ice bath, cupping. You've seen the cupping devices that they stick on his body, all to help his body recover from one event and be prepared for the next. When he was training back in the Beijing Olympics in 2008, there were reports that he was consuming 12,000 calories a day, which is about the average calorie intake for a normal person. 12,000 a week, over a week. Yeah, for a normal person, over a week. He trained for the Beijing Olympics by swimming as much as 5 hours every day, usually 7 days a week, something he began doing 10 years prior to that, just to get ready for those games. Now, he's cut that down now to 2 to 4 hours every day, 2 to 4 hours of swimming. He literally eats, breathes, and lives not just to swim, but to be the very best athlete and competitor that he can possibly be. He puts himself completely into the sport and gives it everything he has in order to win. Now, some have complained that Michael Phelps has kind of hogged the spotlight at the Rio Olympics, because there are other athletes who've exhibited the same discipline and training and success that we've seen in Michael Phelps. Another swimmer, Ryan Lochte. Now, I read he only consumes 8,000 calories a day when he's training. There's gymnast Simone Biles, who overcame a very rough start in life, and some say is on course to become the greatest female gymnast ever. And another young woman named Simone Manuel, who's become the first African-American to win an individual gold medal in an Olympic swimming event. Now, what do all these athletes have in common? They pour everything they have into their sport in order to excel and to win. They possess a passion for excellence, a willingness to drive themselves hard, and an all-consuming desire to do whatever is necessary in order for them to succeed in competition. Well, my friends, that's essentially what Paul is saying to us in our scripture lesson this morning, only he's talking about the Christian life, what it means to follow Jesus, And he uses a sports analogy that was surely very familiar to the Greek Christians who were in the church at Corinth. What does he say? "Don't you know that in a race, the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we, an imperishable one." I really like how Eugene Peterson expresses these verses in more contemporary language. He says, "You've all been to the stadium and seen the athletes race. Everyone runs, one wins. Run to win." Let's say that together. Run to win. And he goes on, "All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that is gold eternally." Now, just as athletes discipline themselves and train hard to compete for a prize that will ultimately tarnish, we who follow Jesus are pursuing a different sort of prize that is imperishable and everlasting. And we should invest just as much passion and energy into its pursuit as any athlete. Paul further assures the Corinthian Christians that he's not just talking about it, but he's actually practicing what he preaches. And he says, "So I myself don't run aimlessly, nor do I box as though beating the air." He's saying, "I'm not shadow boxing. But I punish my body and enslave it so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified. I'm not just talking the talk, I'm walking the walk." Just as any athlete puts themselves 100% into the game, Paul says, that's what I'm doing. Or again, as Eugene Peterson expresses these words, "I don't know about you, but I'm running hard to the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else all about it, and then missing out myself." Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, as you live out your faith, as you follow Jesus Christ, are you giving it all you've got? Are you in it 100%? Are you staying alert and in top condition? Is following Jesus your all-consuming desire and passion in life? On Facebook this past week, I posted a couple of questions for people to respond to. What is it like to compete for a prize? What training or investment do you make? How do you work intensely toward a goal? Got a lot of wonderful responses from a lot of different people, even some folks outside the church. And I apologize, I can't share everyone's response, but they were very rich. I want you to hear what Susanna LaFave said. You know, Susanna is a part of Gina Ellis's family. Gina's our church custodian, a wonderful young woman. She said, "As a high schooler, I can relate to striving for academic goals. A good grade on a test, a better average in a particular class, the feeling of pride and accomplishment, praise from my teachers, etc. To reach a goal, first and foremost, you must decide how much that goal or prize is worth to you and how much time, money, work, etc. you're willing to put into it. If you aren't going to give it your best, why bother? After you've established this and decided to go for it, don't give up." She puts that in all caps. "Whether it is a goal for the future or just a race for today, don't give up. Build yourself up in every way you possibly can imagine, and that will help you reach this goal. Stay with it even when the going gets rough. Prayer is also a powerful tool. As a Christian, it's a wonderful thing to be able to know that God is there for me and will never leave me." Now that, my friends, is the testimony of a 19-year-old young woman. I said she was 20 in the first service. She corrected me. She's 19 and a half plus. But if you don't know Susanna, her faith has sustained her through some unimaginable experiences. What a wonderful witness. Don't give up. Kayla Stanek, speaking from a business perspective, said this, "When it is truly a goal, you're willing to sacrifice and invest however you need to accomplish it, and you work strategically and daily towards that goal. Something you give up after day or won't invest in is a temporary mood, not a real goal. Now listen to this. She says, intensity is connected to consistency. I suspect she picked that up at a Mary Kay seminar, but it's really good. Intensity is connected to consistency. When you truly want it, you keep that goal in front of you every day and do something towards it, even if it is fairly small, every day. You have to be able to visualize what the accomplishment will look like to the extent that you can see, feel, taste, smell what it is like to win, and then live in that vision while working within your reality. Kevin Martin said, you first get some butterflies, then you focus in on what it is going to take to win and not just compete. This takes thought and time to put your strategy together and sacrifice daily activities that help you improve each day, keeping your target in front of your mind. I like what Ashley Hugo said. If my mind isn't completely locked 100% on that achievement, anything I do related to it won't really be successful. If it's not something that I'm truly motivated to achieve, I won't be willing to make any and all of the sacrifices needed to truly make it happen. The training, the hard work, the focus won't come without motivation and likely sacrifice. Once my mind is totally set, the rest just happens. Our dear Megan Clody, who has coached and competed in a lot of different venues, most notably Special Olympics in this community. Megan shared this. As a coach, I often tell runners to never look behind them and to only focus fiercely on the finish line or goal. It is true in a sprint or long distance run, a fast break in basketball, shots on goal in soccer, academics, or any goal they have set for themselves. You can never control your competitor. You can only control your own performance. Your result depends on how well you prepare yourself and push yourself to succeed. Always strive to do better than your best. And you will win no matter what. My friends, like the Apostle Paul, what if we took these insights and applied them to our Christian faith, the way we live out our discipleship as we follow Jesus? Do you have the tenacity to persevere and to never give up? Are you applying yourself daily and strategically in your discipleship? Is your consistency creating intensity in your Christian faith? Are you locked in at 100% and willing to make whatever sacrifices are necessary in order to serve Jesus Christ? Do you keep Jesus in front of you each and every day? Are you looking forward and staying focused towards the finish line? Or are you constantly turning to look back and see what you've left behind? Are you striving to be even better than your best? What does Paul say? I'm going to run to win, and I'm going to give it everything that I've got. Another Olympian you may have heard about, Katie Ledecky. This 6-foot-tall, 19-year-old swimmer is now competing in her second Olympic Games. She surprised everyone when at age 15, she won a spot on the U.S. team in the 2012 Olympics in London, and there she won a gold medal. She's now won 4 more gold medals at Rio de Janeiro, at least the last time I checked. She'd won 4 more gold medals. They say that physiologically, she has no real advantages over her competitors. No long torso, no wide wingspan like Michael Phelps. But what many have observed about her is that she has a strong core. And that not only refers to her muscular middle, but also to her faith and her family life. Katie is a faithful Roman Catholic and attended Catholic schools all of her life. She has volunteered to serve meals to the homeless at a local soup kitchen. She has visited wounded military personnel at Walter Reed Medical Center. She has been collecting bicycles for the less fortunate through a ministry that's called Bikes for the World. This 19-year-old girl could put a lot of us to shame. Before each and every competition, she says a simple prayer. I think it's usually the Hail Mary, which she just sees as a beautiful, simple prayer. And she says, my Catholic faith is very important to me. It always has been and it always will be. It is part of who I am. and I feel comfortable practicing my faith. It helps me put things in perspective. Of all the many quotes and observations made about her, I was most impressed by a comment made by the head of her parochial school, who said this about Katie. She is so grounded in her faith and supported by a really loving family and community. She is an amazing young woman who happens to swim. You see, even more impressive than the time and training she's put into becoming a world-class athlete is the investment she's made into her faith and into her character. And it's caught the eyes of the world. My friends, as you think about your own faith, as you follow Jesus in this world, let me ask you again, are you in it 100%? Are you staying alert and in top condition? Are you giving it everything you've got? Are you running to win? Let us pray. Our gracious God, as we follow Jesus and as we live out our faith, help us to put ourselves more fully into it, giving it everything we've got. Help us to run our race with passion, with purpose, with perseverance and self-discipline, all for your glory. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.